This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In the year since George Floyd was murdered by police in Minnesota, an activist group in Milwaukee has been fighting for change. The People's Revolution has marched nightly and won small victories, but Corrine Hess reports they say the fight is not over.
Dorothea Locke was a child in 1981 when she heard about Ernest Lacey. The black man died while Milwaukee police had him in custody. What followed was weeks of protest, similar to the reaction to George Floyd's murder in Minnesota 40 years later. Lacey was one of 14 black men killed by police in the Milwaukee area, recently memorialized by the People's Revolution. At a Remember Their Name event, Locke says she never expected tragedies like these to touch her own life.
And I just didn't think it was real until it knocked on my door.
Her own son, Christopher Davis, was killed in 2016 by a Walworth County Sheriff's deputy during what the sheriff's office called a drug investigation. Davis called her while he was being taken to the hospital to tell his mom he loved her.
But let that be the last word I hear. When I close my eyes, it's Mama, I love you.
Mariah Smith leads the chanting of the names of those killed by police officers.
Enough is enough! Enough is enough!
She's been one of the organizers of the People's Revolution since it started 4 days after Floyd's death. In the park before the event, she says the fight hasn't just been about the last year. It's also about people like Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor, who were killed in places where they should have been safe.
It's our right to go for jogs. It's our right to sleep in our beds. It's our right to, if there is a counterfeit $10 bill, it's our right to our day in court. We have rights, and we have literally had to fight for them.
The People's Revolution has called for a statewide ban on no-knock warrants and the Milwaukee County District Attorney to step down. These things haven't happened, but in the city of Milwaukee, chokeholds have been banned, and in neighboring Wauwatosa, police are now wearing body cameras.
The war has not been won. It's little battles that we're winning, and that honestly is what keeps us going.
A bipartisan legislative task force created last summer is suggesting 18 changes to Wisconsin policing. These include limiting but not banning chokeholds and expanding community engagement.
Some of those are, sure, let's do that.
That's Democratic legislator David Bowen, who has attended several People's Revolution events over the last year. Some of the task force suggestions have moved forward as formal bills. Bowen says a lot of these proposals show him the state GOP doesn't understand the needs of black residents in Milwaukee.
Some of those are insulting to the folks that have marched for so long, the folks that have been on the ground, the folks that have risked arrest.
Republican Senator Van Wongard is a former police officer who has been working with the task force. He says some of Bowen's views about policing are dangerous and put black, brown, and white lives at risk. For Maria Hamilton, the People's Revolution has become a source of comfort. Her son, Dontre, was shot 14 times by a Milwaukee police officer in 2014, and she now travels the country reaching out to countless mothers whose children have been killed by police. On the day of the Remember Their Names event, Hamilton planned to go to Minneapolis to be with George Floyd's family, but she wanted to be with her community.
This is where I love, this is where I nurture, this is where I educate. I did send some messages to Minnesota to let the family know that they are in my heart.
George Floyd's murder is what got the People's Revolution to the streets, but his death isn't what's keeping them here. Smith says they'll be marching until black Wisconsinites can feel safe, taking a jog, lying in their beds, and being pulled over by police. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.